northwesterly winds across New South Wales, triggering record heat through central and southern parts of the state. That includes Sydney and Canberra. But we have got a cooler change moving through. Now, that's triggering severe thunderstorms, and it will linger about the northeast of the state tomorrow with clearing conditions about the south, but the monsoon remaining very active through the far north. So for Queensland, anywhere about the far northern tropics, the potential of some very heavy rain and squally monsoonal showers, tending isolated through the southern parts of the tropics. And that cool change moving into the south of Queensland also likely to trigger isolated showers and storms. Showers and storms also isolated about the north coast and the northern inland of the state. Some isolated showers along the remainder of the coast, but it should remain dry through the southern inland. In Victoria, mostly dry day. Any showers about the southern coast are likely to clear during the morning, and we should also see lengthy sunny periods. Also looking at some showers at times about the west and south of Tasmania, but that'll tend to drizzle in the afternoon and then just clear to the southwest by the evening. In South Australia, mostly dry across central parts, a morning shower about the far southeast, with showers and thunderstorms possible about the far north of the state. We're also looking at dry conditions, apart from some morning drizzle about the south. But as once we hit the Pilbara and the Kimberley, that we've got monsoonal showers, rain and thunderstorms with heavy falls extending across into the territory, but becoming isolated in the south.